It's live, pal.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
You never came looking for me to prove that you're the baddest. So, I've come looking for you to prove you're not.
All over the country, people have been asking me, why, Eddie, why? Week after week, trying to make me look like a jackass!
Lately, he just hasn't been very oozy. I'm home.
This ain't no disco. Ain't no country club either. This is the Three Count Thursday podcast. So let's go, baby.
Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 3CT. We are live. Didn't know if we were going to get to go live tonight. StreamYard was having some issues. Too many people. Like, how did that become a thing? Like, you would have thought that would have happened during the pandemic. But somehow, we are live. We had to wait like 30 seconds to jump on. But if you're with us, give us a like, give us a share. Certainly would appreciate that. Make sure you are following along with all of our social media at Three Count Thursday. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and everywhere else. We have our merchandise over at tpublic.com. So you make sure you check that out. A bunch of variety of options over there. Plenty to get, and you can probably, there's probably a sale. I don't know. There's a sale almost every day. So go to tpublic.com/user/3countthursday and check out our merch over there. Certainly would appreciate that. Haven't had a new Mark shirt in quite a while. Yes, Tim?
25% off everything using the code MAY in checkout.
Boom. Oh there God, it is.
What a deal.
Everything. We got pillows. We got tapestries, buttons, stickers, sweatshirts, t-shirts, tank tops, get the gun
CDs,
show out.
DVDs.
We got phone cases. Get it all over at TeePublic and check out our merch over there. Yeah, I think that's everything from the business side. So, Ryan.
You all right, girl?
Yeah.
Go ahead, do it again.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, should I say more?
We
almost didn't have to do a show today. Damn it.
Darn.
We're almost there.
God dog.
God dog.
I got to sign up to more dummy StreamYard accounts and just click go live. Something's going to happen here eventually.
Tim.
Nah, man, I'm really good.
Oh, shit, you actually worked.
I guess I am done. Fuck me. Now, move on. Tim.
Tim, go ahead.
You all right, Tim? I yield my time to Ryan. Go ahead.
Too late now. Jim ruined it.
I yielded
we'll
it.
Never know.
I gave it back.
I appreciate you yielding, and I'm overruling the yield. It's Matt's turn now. You fucked up.
Cool.
I don't even know. I don't even control the show. It's Jim's show. What am I doing acting like I can tell people what to do?
Matt.
You all right, Tim?
I yield my time to Tim.
I yield my time back to Ryan.
I have a little headache, but I'm doing really good other than that.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling okay.
Do you want to talk about feet again? Would that help?
Oh, good Christ.
No.
Nah.
Good. No. Thank you.
That's
you,
a gym thing, I believe.
I get it. You're a bit defeated from last week.
No. I feel like I had a foot up on the week, actually. I got a good leg up on the week. It was a pretty good week, actually, up until... It's actually been a great week. I'm not even saying up until. I just have a slight headache. I think it's my sinuses. Everything's green everywhere.
Yeah. It's
the pollen
gross.
Just killing me today.
Weather's so turning great, though. Toes will be in the sand soon, Ryan.
And unfortunately, right now, sinuses are your arch nemesis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, if I was the baby face, those are the heels.
Toe fungus.
Oh, for fuck's sake. God damn it.
I'm just not even being clever.
Where's Mark when you need him? Probably pretending to. Which staff member is? Oh.
Actually, he probably is at Hershey Park. He told us he had to work late, but you can't trust Mark.
Yeah.
So we're trying. We're actually trying to get the show in before he shows up. So,
right,
that is our goal.
Thanks for yielding. So I yield my time to Jim.
Let's. I'm doing about the same as you. The sinuses are bullshit because the weather sucks. But we press on. Let's do the news. All right, a couple of short stories this week. There are sources within WWE who believe the WrestleMania 40 documentary, which was supposed to be released the Wednesday after WrestleMania, still has not been released because they're waiting for final approval from Dwayne The Rock Johnson before it is put out. Brian Gerwitz had countered that news, said that it's just a matter of cutting down what was like 13 plus hours of footage into a short documentary. But WWE officials noted recently that it would be released, quote, soon. So we are still waiting on that. And because of injury, Eddie Kingston was removed from the Anarchy in the Arena match at the upcoming Double or Nothing pay-per-view. It was announced on Dynamite last night that Darby Allin would replace Kingston in the team of Bryan Danielson and FTR, which is Team AEW, to take on the Young Bucks, Okada, and Jack Perry, the Elite. And then, actually, earlier today, AEW released some news that they are partnering with the city of Arlington for AEW's Path to All In Summer Series at the Esports Stadium in Arlington beginning July 20th. Tickets will go on sale Thursday, June 6th. At AEWtix.com, there will be a series of events held at the same arena, including AEW Collision on July 20th, 27th, August 1st, August the 10th, and August the 17th, as well as Ring of Honor's Death Before Dishonor on Friday, July the 26th. So we will see how that goes, but a little bit of a different business strategy there, being in the same place. So we will see how that goes.
What's good, Shane?
What's going on, Shane?
So, going back to one of the news items you brought up.
Yes.
Eddie Kingston, who is injured, has been pulled out of the card and replaced with a man whose foot and nose are still broken.
Because he got hit by a bus like 2 weeks ago. Yes, that is correct.
So we replaced an injured guy with a more injured guy.
Yes, but is Darby Allin ever actually not injured?
Darby Allin is my son, only I'm allowed to talk disparagingly about him.
Well, I was asking a question.
I don't think that was a disparage, was it?
No, it was a question.
I'm letting the masses on the other side,
okay,
not us. If you say anything negative about Darby Allin, it's going to be the last thing you say for anything live related on 3CT. I will see to it.
Well, Big Mac here said better options than Darby Allin include Ricky Skaggs.
But at what point has Ricky Starks ever been a company guy?
Well, when he came out and did this thing.
That one time. No, that makes my pants moist.
Wow. Oh. Oh, yeah, you're right. He'll be with the E real soon.
Yes, he will.
He is a Cody crony.
He is.
I mean, here's the deal. It's going to be what? Anarchy in the Arena? Anarchy in the UK? What are they calling it?
Anarchy
in the Arena.
Yeah.
In the Arena. That kind of just lends itself to Darby Allin falling off something high.
Right. And like, I mean, if he's already broken, how much more broken can you make him?
More broken.
Bingo.
I mean,
can you break more than break?
I don't think. Can you? Well, we're going to find out next Sunday.
If you're looking at like a glass, you can have a cracked glass. And then you can drop it, and it can shatter.
Yeah.
So it can be more. But I mean, it's still broken. It's just a very.
You can break it further, I suppose. Well, we're gonna find out next Sunday on Double or Nothing. So
is that next Sunday?
It is. Yes. It's Memorial Day Sunday.
Yes.
Boy, another AEW pay-per-view I'm gonna be out of town for. Look at that.
You look so upset.
But man, it's crazy. The internet's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not in the part of Delaware where Ryan's going to be.
Here's the deal. Not in lower, slower Delaware, first of all. They're still on dial-up. Still running Windows 98.
But your phone?
Oh, I have a phone. We could do that. Yeah,
you cell phone
it. Not gonna
no,
do
no,
it.
No, you're not. It's okay.
Appreciate the thought that I might. I'll kick the thought around.
Well, no, you have Monday. You have Monday off.
Do I?
Well, you should. It's Memorial Day.
Yeah,
I have off Monday. Yeah,
you'll be driving home though.
That's okay. You know when
Devin,
you can find everything
out
about
get the fuck out of here. If you weren't here when we started, we don't want you now.
You know when you could find out about
well, yeah, but his dick was here 10 minutes ago.
One guy's healthy. The other guy got hit by a bus. Yeah. But that's Darby. That's my son. I've transferred all of my love to Sting.
Darby? When did this happen?
When Sting retired.
Oh, get the fuck.
I transferred all of my love from the Stinger to Darby Allin, just like when the Great Muta, when the Great Muta retired, I took all of my love for the Great Muta and turned it into his daughter, Great Sakuya. I've yet to find the Undertaker's replacement, but I'm thinking in my head it's either going to be Bron Breakker, who has taken the Undertaker's badass portion, or I'm going to take Baron Corbin, who lives in the Undertaker's house, who he bought from the Big Show, who bought it from the Undertaker.
I have never heard you talk about the Great Muta's daughter, Great Sapunya, or whatever you said their name was.
Great Sakuya.
I've well, never heard you once talk about her on this podcast for her being one of your favorites.
Earlier this year. She debuted during New Year's this year. Hmm. Yeah, and screw you, Ryan.
That's fair. I'm just saying. I've look, never heard you talk about them. You know your favorite. Today, I think you would talk about them.
For today... just because they're my favorite, I'm not going
to
shove them down my throat, near throat, like
go ahead,
they're my favorite.
To.
I will. I will also be the voice of Devin today. So anything that gets put on the screen that's from Devin, I will be his voice. I will read, what up, guys? Screw you, Ryan. Screw you, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
I have to read everything that's on the prompter.
Now's your chance, Devin. The Great Sohuya.
Don't, right? don't do that.
Oh, she's my favorite. She's Muta's daughter.
Yeah.
She's my daughter, too.
She was born. He lifted her up and misted a baby. And then three days later...
how babies ever are made.
Yes, it is. They're mystical, magical dragon babies.
Who did she beat? Let's have a moment. She's your favorite. Who did she beat in January? You said she debuted in January. Tell me a little bit about her. Make me a fan.
Well, she didn't beat anybody.
Shane McMahon.
She lost by disqualification, but she missed the ref.
Best in the world!
It was a tag match. Her partner was kind of hot, though.
When Greg Hamilton announces the Great Subaduya, or whatever the hell, Scooby-Dooya, like this, let me know.
Can you just... This be more offensive, Ryan.
I don't
know. No, please don't.
Maybe he's got to make up for Mark now.
Like, we don't. We don't have.
Shane McMahon. Sakuya.
Like, we don't. We don't have the ability to edit things on the fly on. On Thursdays, we can do that on Tuesday, but not on Thursday.
Here's the deal. I feel like I could say anything on this show tonight, and it's not going to be worse than that fucking Kansas City punter. So,
well,
doing okay. Was he a kicker, a punter? What is he? What is he?
Does it matter?
He's
a kicker.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters.
Does it?
Tim's going to draft him in the third round of his draft next year.
There's no effing chance I'm drafting Harrison Butker.
Well, you fucked yourself. Now, go ahead, Tim.
I acknowledge Devin as my tribal chief. Nothing.
Acknowledge me.
Son,
how does your best friend in the whole wide world feel about what his favorite team's kicker said? Do you know?
Pat Mahomes has outright said, "I don't talk to him."
Yeah, that quote.
Your best friends with Pat Mahomes? I don't feel like that was the question, Tim.
No, I'm best friends with my best friend, but
right.
He loves Pat Mahomes, and he takes everything that Pat says as gospel,
okay.
And Pat says, I don't talk to him. They sit next to each other in the locker room, and he don't say shit to him.
Yeah, that...
How bad of a human being do you have to be that you can't, out of a 53-man locker room, and you're sitting next to the GOAT, yeah. He don't talk to you at all?
Yeah.
And you're really, and here's the thing, he's really effing good at his job. So he's really good at his job, and the best quarterback in the NFL doesn't want to talk to you. You are the worst.
Oh, you are a terrible human being.
You're the worst.
I mean, really.
So that's also what your best friend's thinking.
Oh yeah, he.
Oh, okay.
If he had his way,
but he's also like, I like a patty melt every now and again.
No, he does not. He doesn't like cheese.
Shut up.
Really?
Marcus does not like
cheese. No cheese.
No cheese.
Wait.
I mean, it makes sense why you two are best friends, because you both have like the worst food opinions that I think I've ever heard in my life.
But he eats pizza.
Yes, but it has to be well done.
Would he eat a taco?
No.
Because I remember I brought tacos that one time and he didn't eat any.
No, he did not.
Oh, my.
They had cheese on them. What if they didn't have cheese?
No.
He's just not a taco man.
He's just like a chicken nuggy French fry guy.
Chicken tendies, nuggies, hamburgers. Breakfast foods, hamburgers. Oh, my
gosh. But he doesn't put cheese on his breakfast sammies?
Nope. Oh my. He doesn't do breakfast sammies. He does waffles.
Now you got to read this.
Thank you for finally acknowledging me, Tim.
Well, that's Sam. Why would you say that like that?
Man, I can't.
Because I'm reading.
Now you got called out. Tim O'Thee. Did you acknowledge his offer for a Creed ticket? What if, Tim? What if?
I don't know who Time is.
Time, O.C. Time is on your side.
You're gonna have to. You'll have to fist fight Mark for those tickets.
Say, isn't
Charlie
the only ticket Mark's at this point?
It is.
No, Mark has two.
Both of the tickets, I believe. There is the extra one that Mark doesn't know who he's going to try to get a Hummer from in the stands.
It rhymes with Angie. Oh shit. I think I do that right? I think
why
I did
he
that.
He always asks for two tickets to every show without knowing who's going with him.
Because it's a social event.
I purchased an additional Willie Nelson ticket. I'm like, oh, who are you taking? He's like, I don't know yet. They're general admission tickets. So it's not like he didn't even buy like extra leg room. They're just general admission tickets here.
Like a standy ticket?
It is a standy ticket. That's all that was left when we got around to Willie Nelson.
No kidding.
Does he know that?
He's got that gimpy leg. Is he going to be able to stand for that long?
Yeah, yeah.
He got an extra chair.
They'll give him an extra chair.
For Pitbull, too, didn't he?
He bought two for Pitbull and then one for myself. So he does have an extra Pitbull ticket, goodness I believe.
All right. Speaking of
music, I just heard today Young Gravy released a new song. It is to the tune of Chicken Fried by the Zac Brown Band, and it is just exactly what you think it's going to be.
Just, I guess.
Devin, you're just
Mark, how do you feel about the new Young Gravy song?
The whole thing sucks.
Titty caca.
All right, let's talk about
Titty caca.
Let's talk about Three Legacies is this weekend. Now I won't be able to be there. Ryan will not be able to be there. We're going to be in Hershey for the Hershey Bears. I don't know
if they put our logo right in the middle of their poster. That's nice.
Oh shit, Tammy, you get that for me?
Oh no.
God damn it. There we go. And so it is Three Legacies Wrestling, Gift and a Curse this Saturday. It is at the Millersville Courts, 108 Shanks Lane in Millersville. So a little bit different. If you need some directions to get to there, they did put out a post on the Three Legacies Facebook page. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. So make sure you check that out. 5:30 doors, 7 o'clock bell time. There is a pre-show match.
Shanks Lane.
We have Tarzan Duran taking on Angel, Al Snook versus Ruby Reno, General Kiesel versus Jorge Guapo, Leo Sparrow taking on Al De Niro, Bro Keller versus Smiley. The winner will get a shot at the NWA Junior Heavyweight Championship. Janai Kai will be defending the MLW World Women's Featherweight Championship against Tina San Antonio. Dog Nation will be defending their Three Legacies Tag Team Championships against Super Generation, and then J.S. Hawthorne's Three Legacies Wrestling Heavyweight Championship Open Casting Audition will take place. So I guess I can't really claiming the video that I sent in because I won't be there because the Hershey Bear is still alive in the postseason. But a great lineup this Saturday in Millersville. So if you're not doing anything, go check that out. Three Legacies Wrestling, always a great time. Tickets will be going on sale soon for the Red Rose Rumble coming up August 3rd at the Clipper Magazine Stadium as well. So look to Three Legacies social media for that.
Tickets are actually on sale tomorrow.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow for the Red Rose Rumble, so check that out. And those will be on sale actually on the Barnstormers, or excuse me, the Stormers website. That will not be through the normal ticket outlet for Three Legacies. But also, speaking of tickets and independent wrestling shows, Pro Wrestling Empire is coming back. We'll be back on the call for that Sunday, July the 14th at the Dauphin County Tech School in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So we'll be on the call. We'll be doing some other stuff with them. Very excited to have PWE back in the fold. Tickets will go on sale tomorrow. Tomorrow. So we actually shared the post to our Facebook page earlier today. Make sure you're also following along with Pro Wrestling Empire on Facebook, on Twitter as well. Their Twitter page is back up. That is PW Empire LLC on Twitter, as well as their Facebook page or Facebook and Instagram. But tickets for that show go on sale tomorrow. No more paper tickets for Pro Wrestling Empire. So you'll be able to buy those directly on Eventbrite. So hop on, get those right away. Facade will be there. Sean Carr will be there. Danny Moe will be there. It's going to be a great lineup. Actually, Sean Carr injured. I saw he announced earlier today possible rotator cuff situation. So hopefully he can heal up and be back there, because we haven't seen Sean in years, literal years. So hopefully he'll be
been
able to.
A couple months. Yes, I caught him up in Hamburg. But before that, it's been a couple years. Yes, yeah, good to see Sean kind of returning to the same. Lance in Hawaii, I believe, is on that card.
Yep.
Gory, we've not seen in quite some time in the central Pennsylvania area. Laszlo and Ed House, team Baby Daddy. Yeah, man, it's a stacked card. We're excited to see the Pro Wrestling Empire return.
Absolutely.
And a really cool poster. What, Reloaded? I think it's what
Reloaded.
It's called.
Reloaded. Yeah, it's PWE Reloaded, Sunday, July the 14th. I want to get the time on that as well.
While you're doing that, Jim, also this Saturday, I will be taking the little one to an all-women's wrestling event at the Monster Factory. Bell to Bell is presenting Ding Dong, so I'm going to take her to see that.
Hello?
Meet some of the former guests of the show. Friend of the show, Gabby Ortiz, will be wrestling. Former Woman of the Year, Valentina Vasquez. Both guests at the Icon show table with Ryan and I in the past. So looking forward to catching some action there as well in Paulsboro, New Jersey.
Awesome. That's a good time. Have you ever been to the Monster Factory, or is this the first time for you?
I've been there. I've never actually seen that Monster Factory event there, but Hybrid Wrestling put on a show.
Okay.
There.
We should probably go to a Monster Factory show if we're.
Yeah, we really should.
It's a cool venue.
Yeah.
It's easy to get to. You don't have to drive into the city since it's across the bridge, more towards like Chester. So
there you go.
Easy to get to, for sure.
That PWE show, the doors will open at 3 o'clock. Bell time will be 4 on Sunday, July the 14th. So be able to get home, plenty of time.
The afternoon show.
I mean, school's out, so it's not like the kids got to go to school the next day. You'll be home in plenty of time to meal prep or watch TV before you go back to work on Monday, whatever you like to do on a Sunday night. But, yeah, plenty of indie wrestling getting back in the mix here. So very, very excited for all of that. All right, let's go in to this.
The three count question of the week.
So I'll be fully honest. I didn't have a question in mind, but our pals over at Fightful, you know how much we love Fightful here at 3CT. They had posted a question earlier this week, and I was just like, well, I kind of want to steal this. but it was on the topic of returns, and which return, WWE return, was bigger. Was it Edge's or was it CM Punk's? I don't know if anybody want to jump in. I know, Ryan, you said you have an opinion on this and you would give it here tonight. So if you want the floor first, or if Tim or Matt wants to jump in first, feel free. I'll get some of our responses from social media.
When did I say that?
Literally yesterday.
I don't remember talking to you. All right. Yeah, CM Punk.
Awesome. Thank you.
I think CM Punk is certainly the bigger return. Edge is definitely the more surprising, more emotional one because it was so unexpected. But in terms of, you know, what we saw from Punk's exit, what we heard from him before he returned, I think that there was kind of the thought was that we wouldn't see it happen again. And given his status in the wrestling industry, kind of staying, you know, left AEW on not so great terms, but still was considered one of the top wrestlers within the company at that point. I think that to have him go to the competitor that quickly was a bigger deal.
All right.
I feel like we knew about Edge. Like, we all were at Tim's, right? We were watching it together. I think some of us were watching.
You and I were over at Marcus's. Marcus's.
We were
waiting
for Tim's reaction because we all thought it was kind of going to happen. Now, I get with the injury at that time, we didn't know if it was really going to happen. I really never thought we would see CM Punk back in the WWE ever again. Like, that was like scorched earth. The closest he would do was that fucking show on FX or whatever show it was.
Oh, WWE Backstage.
Fox News or Fox Sports or whatever it was.
Fox News,
Pirates.
That's Kane.
Never mind.
That's Kane.
My bad.
Cyrus. Yeah, this is, you know, we all one in the same.
Right.
They're both bloated, past their prime and all of that. Tim, any thoughts?
I think the bigger return is Edge. Because, naturally. Well, it's because for me, CM Punk's return to WWE is somewhat telegraphed by his return or his debut at AEW. Especially with the way that everything like fell out with AEW, Punk definitely looked like he had gotten the bug back. He was putting on decent matches. He was motivated again and looked ready to go and then get snuffed out. Of course, he's going to go back to WWE. I think he was going to go back to WWE regardless. I think that his stay with AEW is just a way to knock the rust off and then go back home and make money. Kind of like what Mercedes Moné has outright said. Yeah, I think Edge is definitely, for me, the more surprising of the two. More meaningful, I think it's CM Punk.
Oh, okay. Not to take away from like the topic at hand and the actual WWE return, but like does like Adam Copeland going to AEW, does that have any impact on how you feel in hindsight about the WWE return, or is that still just
no.
like a, okay?
Because to me, Edge leaving WWE and going to AEW is just kind of like the natural progression of wrestling. Like you're a star for a while, and then WWE doesn't use you anymore, so then you go somewhere else and you make a name, right?
Yeah,
it happened all the time with WWE and TNA. And look at like Nick Nemeth now doing the exact same thing, except he's doing it like on the indies.
Well,
can't stay on top forever, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I also think too, like because I know some people have had, in my opinion, just horrible opinions about him going to AEW and you know, quote, wrestling nobodies and this and that and the other. But I'm like, you're talking about a guy that lost, was it 9 years of his career? You know, when in the prime of his career and now has the opportunity to wrestle. If the WWE is not going to use him as much as he would like to work in the ring, then why not go somewhere that will? Like, I have absolutely no problem with him going to AEW if he's going to get to wrestle every week or almost every week.
Edge, without a doubt, Punk decided to walk away from wrestling. Edge was forced to retire for the first time.
Thank you for reading that without any punctuation.
Hey, Devin, can you like throw me a period or a comma in there, my guy? Like, shit. Trying to help you here. We can't give you a goddamn t-shirt, but I can definitely read. Can you, like...
I think Edge's return was more surprising. I think CM Punk's is bigger. Maybe... Actually, no, I don't even know if it's more surprising. I don't know how to describe, like...
I feel like the surprise of the CM Punk...
You're right.
After the pay-per-view, the wait. I mean, we were
No,
both,
you're right. Surprise isn't the right word.
Together, and we both fucking, like, leapt out of our chairs because we weren't ready for the...
Edge's was more emotional. I'll put it that way.
Simultaneously?
We did. We prematurely climaxed.
It also doesn't help the fact
I will pop that all Edge, over your living room.
Edge returned, and 35 days later, the world shut down.
So he caused the pandemic. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm not saying that.
That's what I heard.
Maybe that is the bigger deal then. Tim might be right.
Yeah, so I think Edge's was more emotional because it was, you know, it was. I mean, I saw Tim and Marcus cry together. Like, and I mean, Edge was obviously visibly emotional about it as well because it was 9 years of something being taken away from him. You know, CM Punk left the WWE, ended up in AEW, and then, of course, we know got fired from AEW and then came back to WWE. Punk's more in changing my verbiage a bit. Punk's more surprising, and I do think it is bigger. I reacted bigger to CM Punk. I did because
you're
a
bigger Punk fan than you are an Edge fan.
Not Big Jim.
No, I was anti Phil
from Chicago. You never heard him calling him Adam Copeland from Canada.
Well, I do now because legally he has to. No, I think
still don't like Cope Open.
Cope Open is it's not great. It's not great. I think it is just because it was even with him going back or coming back to wrestling in AEW, getting fired from AEW, I still really didn't think he was going to come to the WWE. Like, I thought, if anything, eventually down the road, maybe a Hall of Fame. Like, that's really all I thought. I didn't think that CM Punk was really ever going to come back and wrestle and be in the WWE as a competitor, as an active roster member. I didn't.
Edge is tough, too, man. It was in the middle of a match. Like, the match has to continue. That Edge excitement and,
they
like,
missed
actual
the spear.
Debut can only last 2 minutes. Titan time between entrance to other entrant in the Royal Rumble. And it was so important they missed his first move. So
yeah, rest in piss, Kevin Dunn. Just, oh my God.
And he murdered AJ Styles.
And he did murder AJ Styles. That's why I don't like Edge.
There it is.
Now we've gotten to the bottom of this. No, I mean, they obviously are both big in their own right, but I think, and especially too, like the reaction to Edge was like, you know, everybody's happy, everybody's you know, thrilled. I think everybody has the same emotions. I think when Punk came back, there was a lot of mixed emotions. There was a lot of mixed feelings. Like people like me and Ryan, obviously, we prematurely popped all over my own living room here, and we were excited about it. There was some people going like, well, why is he back? You know, Seth looks pissed and Becky's pissed and Drew's probably pissed and this and that. And they're like, who knew about it? Who didn't know about it? And there was this big, you know, there was just a lot. There was a lot around it that brought so many questions. And being at the end of the show, it's like, well, got to tune into Raw on Monday. I almost said tomorrow, but we don't do premium live events on Sunday anymore. That the whole thing felt bigger by the time the dust settled on the Royal Rumble in 2020. Like, yeah, Edge's return was awesome, but there were so many other things that happened. The Punk return was just so massive that it overtook everything else.
I don't know if Punk's return was that massive. Big Jim doesn't like Edge because he killed his snuggle buddy. That's a good one, Devin.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Whoever you paid to ghostwrite that one, pay them more. That's the one.
That's the one.
ChatGPT for sure.
Keep doing that.
That was ChatGPT for real. ChatBDD.
Oh, you save a lot of money programming it because you don't have to put in all the punctuation.
That's right. Give me a funny joke about CM Punk and Edge.
Yeah, a couple responses from Twitter. Charlie says he thinks it's Punk, given circumstances and reasons for leaving. Dan says Edge. No one ever expected him to ever be able to wrestle again. And the Attitude of Aggression podcast says, I would say Edge based on the fact he was never supposed to even wrestle again. On top of that, he accomplished a lot in his last WWE run. Punk's run is still going, but as of today, he'd give it to Edge. All right, so he's taking like the whole return as
Edge
accomplish
more. That's a fair.
He did. I mean, he did have the greatest wrestling match of all time,
right?
On his return. So,
how can you say he accomplished more? CM Punk was the world champion of a promotion. Edge has not been a world champion of a promotion since his return. You can't get bigger than the prize that CM Punk won.
Punk didn't win the WWE title on his return.
WWE title, yeah.
He returned. Oh, we're talking specifically returning.
Yeah. We're talking the WWE return.
Okay,
yeah.
My apologies.
We don't talk about AEW here. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I know. But the other guy said AEW is still happening with Edge, and that's why he would give him the nod.
No, he had said. He said it was the Punk's return to WWE was still ongoing. I think that's what he said.
Okay. Right? I misunderstood then.
So top of that, Edge accomplished a lot in his return to WWE. Punk's return run is still going, but as of now, he'd give it to Edge.
And he doesn't have the accomplishments yet. But right. I'm sure the plan is for him to accomplish.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would have been talking about World Heavyweight Champion CM Punk already in WWE had he not gotten hurt.
I mean, at the same time, he's made the most boring, bland, vanilla piece of shit wrestler Drew McIntyre look relevant in the last 4 months. So I give it to Punk.
I take
it back. Like Punk has accomplished more.
I love how hard of a turn Matt has gone into Drew McIntyre.
I don't know if it's necessarily a turn. I never really pounded the table for
him. Well, no, but like just that, like it went from like probably no opinion to like this guy is the worst.
Yeah, he's like your new Sheamus.
Yeah.
He is.
I don't understand that at all.
He just does nothing for me.
That's fair.
I just love it. Every time he's on the screen, it's
more so that I kept having to see you guys send his lame ass tweets in the group message. Like,
so we did. It is our fault.
We did this. That's
we
fair.
Did. That's okay. That makes sense.
Well, I can't help the fact that he's more interesting on social media than he is on TV.
That's fair.
That's
I mean, right. On TV, it's half running dropkick with one leg where I slap my leg. Yep. And I have a dyed beard and sometimes wear a kilt.
God, he does and go don't super.
He used to slam the sword down.
Sword. He does go super heavy on the hair paint, for real. It is a lot.
His autobiography I used last fall because the one door kept blowing shut and it held the door open. So there is some usefulness to Drew.
There we go. Well, that's good.
Was that large?
Well, I could jam it under the door and it couldn't move.
It was like a doorstop. You bent the cover a little bit and then it wedged in there real nice.
Right. Well, the last 46 pages were just coloring book pages, too, so my daughter got to know
that. That was nice.
Kilt samples, you know, just the standard biography stuff. That's
what you'd expect from a Drew McIntyre penned book.
Like, oh, yeah, Vince loved me, and then I got fired, and then I was on the indies, and then I came back, and then a pandemic, and here's some coloring books. Okay, thanks. All right, thanks, Drew.
No punctuation either. Devin ghostwrote.
Well, that's why there's the big dent in the book and right in the middle. because of Devin, but
not one.
any other thoughts on Punk and Etch in their returns?
No.
All right, let's see here.
I wonder what Matt's reaction was when Drew McIntyre got cash in on Damian Priest at WrestleMania.
Rock hard.
Wasn't Devin with us that night?
Yeah, he was in the other section, and then I think he went to sit with somebody else.
Oh, right.
Entirely. I don't remember what exactly happened. He was close.
Then, Devin, you probably were in the splash zone.
In the splash zone.
In the old splash zone. All right, last thing I have for the live show this week. Sami Zayn was interviewed. He was asked about the differences between Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon. Jesus Christ!
You said
here comes
it.
Money.
Then, yeah. What? Wait. Make sure I.
Here comes the money.
Between Vince McMahon and Triple H, booking style. He said, I think things were a lot more unpredictable because of the nature of Vince's week-to-week kind of approach, that sometimes the marble will just fall into the right hole and now you're champion. Whereas with Hunter, I think it's much more he has a long-term vision, and if you're not part of that vision, then the chances of breaking into that vision are much, much slimmer. We have seen in real time over the past year plus the differences in storytelling, continuity, things like that in the WWE that had kind of, let's be fair, gone by the wayside quite a bit over the final years of Vince McMahon's booking, where you had reports pretty much every single Monday and Friday of the script's been ripped up, Vince is rewriting the show as it's going on air. I don't recall seeing any of those reports since Triple H has taken over. Maybe it's happened once or twice. Obviously, they've had to change some things on the fly when injuries occur, but for the most part, I don't think I've seen any of that. So when kind of looking at the two, I don't necessarily want to say like which one's better, which one's worse. But do you guys have any opinions on what the on-screen booking and just the way the shows are presented now versus in the later years of Vince McMahon?
It would help if I watched.
Ryan, you're muted, I think.
No, I was letting Matt go.
Okay.
Oh, it looked like you were moving your mouth with no sound.
No, I said I was going to say, but then I saw you talking, so I just... Okay. I didn't want to step on your moment. I muted myself.
I yield my time to Ryan.
I yield my time to Devin.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Can't wait to read this one.
Yeah, I think it's easy to be like one's better and one's not. Like, we heard about script rewrites week in and week out, right up until the fucking fly of the show. Nobody knows what you're doing. It's probably a chaotic thing. If you ever worked for a boss or a manager that micromanages down to like the last thing, that's really frustrating to have to work under and produce meaningful content. So I kind of like this podcast, Jim. You held us down to such like a thing, like no guests, we have to do it this way, only WWE. Like, it's hard sometimes for us to like come out and
no run sheet ever too,
no run sheet to even know what we're doing, so we don't have to worry about script rewrites because we don't ever get the first script.
So it'd be like comparing the big Jim era versus the Tim era of hosting the show.
Day and night difference. Big Jim, you are like the rapist Vince McMahon. And Tim, you're more like Triple H. Minus the whole raping. Now I'm just painting a picture of who you are, Jim.
I'm so not a raper.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd go as far as, like, I mean, I know
Harvey Weinstein.
Good God!
I know you're taking your fair share of dumps on people's faces, but I don't know.
Only AEW.
Look, I needed money in college. It
was consensual.
That's the point.
Oh, if it was, then dump away and don't let me get in the way at all.
Yuck my yum.
No, sir. No, I think it would be easier to be like, hey, this is the vision that I have. And small things we might bend a little bit, but we're not ripping up scripts day of show just for on a whim. And it's, the whims just never seem to make sense. Like, if it makes sense, let's talk about the Rock thing that happened under Triple H. The Rock in the main event at WrestleMania seemed to work out well. Let's pivot if we need to pivot. We'll never know if that was ever actually... I guess we will eventually. We'll get a podcast.
Yeah, if they ever release this goddamn documentary, we'll find out a little bit.
But, you know, let's say that was a pivot. They made a good pivot in that moment. It made sense.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years from now, when Bruce Pritchard is still begging for money on a podcast, we'll find out the real story of the build to WrestleMania 40 as well.
We're not pivoting fucking mid card, undercard, just for the sake of pivoting, or somebody, I didn't like the way somebody said something last week, so they're off the show.
Right, like, you know, Titus O'Neil touched my suit, so, you know, he's suspended. You know,
we haven't seen Titus since.
We haven't. We have not. We've never. Never seen. Well, they bring him out during October, I think, for like the Connors, the cancer month, the cancer t-shirts. Usually, Titus
cancer month. He says.
Well, they don't do the breast cancer awareness. They just do like a the Connors Cure shirts now, because they can make money on it. They're not going to give money to somebody else.
You're an awful person, Jim.
Well, horrible human being. Yeah, I think there's good and bad in both. And if you look at just the quote of, yes, Ryan.
Let me interject real quick, because you brought up Connor's Cure.
Yes.
And just to let you know how fast time actually moves. Because I wanted to say this actually a couple weeks ago, because it came up. It's been 10 years since Connor passed away.
Holy hell.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, 30. 10
years, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's a lot. Like,
so make fun of cancer again, Jim.
I didn't make fun of it.
You are the Vince McMahon in this fucking equation. Tim just sits down there, smiles, nods occasionally, just like Triple H would do, shakes his head when appropriate.
Says, I want to focus on the good things.
Wearing an Evolution shirt.
All I said was that that's when we see Titus O'Neil. That's it. I didn't.
So you're saying Titus O'Neil is the bringer of cancer, is what you're saying?
No.
Whoa.
No.
No, Siri. No, don't agree with that. Titus O'Neil and I are friends.
Not anymore.
And what you're saying is Titus O'Neil is the token cancer wrestler?
And that's not what I said either.
What he's saying.
That is not what I said. I said that.
Sounds like.
No. No,
to save Big Jim for a second.
Actually, Mark just tweeted that to me.
I know. I think Vince McMahon's script tearing is more indicative of just how controlling he had to be with everything. And I feel like he would just like nitpick every little nit that could be picked. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Triple H, he definitely, it feels like he puts more faith. I guess Ryan is the Stephanie of Three Count Thursday.
Whatever. I got nice tits.
tits. No, but I think Triple H allows his roster to titty caca. He allows his roster to perform more freely. And I also think that while Sammy may have a point that, like, Triple H has his vision, and to crack his vision it's harder to do. I think that if it is undeniable, that I think that the vision can change.
Cody's okay. Undeniable.
That's why he said undeniable.
I think Cody's the plan was the plan.
Yeah.
I think Cody was going to be in the dude anyways, and just they made, they, they self-fulfilling prophesied.
I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, Cody probably becomes champion at the latest WrestleMania 39 if he doesn't have the pec injury. The pec injury actually probably made the story that much better and that much bigger, because it was too like obvious at 39, and like he had no adversity really to that point, minus the whole, you know, tearing a muscle and surgery and rehab. But he comes back, comes into Rumble at 30, wins it, just goes in and beats Roman. Like there's no chase, there's no battle, there's no roadblock there. So yeah, I think it all worked out for the better. But looking at Sami Zayn's quote, like if it's hard for people to kind of like get into like Triple H's field of vision however exactly it was worded, like as haphazard and crazy and sometimes dumb and bad Vince McMahon's booking was, every so often you would get that kind of wild, unsuspected moment, whether it was a U.S. title win, a women's title win, or like a major title win, that maybe we aren't necessarily going to get anymore. And like, as bad as Vince McMahon's booking got at the end, we also have to keep in mind, like, he and his team did bring us, you know, the Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era. Like, it's not like it was all bad. So there was bad.
The home run with the Bloodline. That's Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
right?
It started with Vince. You know,
it's Vince let that go. I wouldn't say Vince came up with the Bloodline.
I don't think he came up with it.
I think the Bloodline was presented to him, and he was like, well, there's no fans, no risk, go. Well,
isn't that Vince McMahon's entire career? WCW starts presenting edgier. We give them – Vince McMahon's just reactionary to everything. He just reacts great. We give them Attitude Era.
That's a kind of a good point. You know, and when there was –
his entire history is reactionary.
With the, well, once one, once he kind of once he
I
kind
say
of
some stupid shit, but sometimes I'm not wrong.
No, he makes a point. WrestleMania 1 only happened because the year before NWA did Starrcade. The only reason why Survivor Series happened is because Bunkhouse Stampede was going live, and Vince wanted to go head to head with that.
Yeah. You know, yeah. If that doesn't happen, if he doesn't react to that.
The Royal Rumble, not Survivor Series. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I think it was Survivor Series.
Yeah, I think
but
it
still,
was.
Like, things are reactions.
Survivor Series was second, right?
Really
when we're talking.
Awesome point.
When we're talking Big Four?
Yeah, Survivor Series was second pape.
Then the Rumble, then SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. And that only leaves one person for Matt, unless he wants to be Linda, Shane McMahon of Three Count Thursday.
That's fine. I'd rather be Shane than Linda. My goodness.
So Mark
that would make Mark Linda.
That's fine.
That's on brand, honestly.
That actually, yeah, that is.
They're the same age too.
Here's the deal. If any of us would ever to run for Congress as a Republican, it would be Mark. So it does make sense.
You're not wrong.
It actually checked out pretty well.
You're not wrong.
Can you imagine Mark holding any sort of political office?
I couldn't imagine anybody voting for Mark.
He already does. He's mayor of Hershey Park.
He's mayor of Hershey Park, and he's the czar of Pine Creek.
I'm sure he could probably exhaust like several people into voting for him. Like, fine, you have my vote.
Oh yeah, I mean,
he could easily be the mayor of Elizabethtown.
Get off my front porch, for the love of God.
He actually probably could be the mayor of Elizabethtown. Let's be
today.
Fair. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Mark's campaign slogan is "Yes, we can."
Eminem Mars pulls out of Elizabethtown. Mayor says, "Are you serious?" As they leave, thousands lose their job today.
Look at today.
I was gonna say front page news. Just Mark. The Holy Cats headline.
I was more nervous than a long-tailed cat, says the mayor.
Block of Main Street burned down in an arson fire. Mayor presents odd look.
In a weird piece of news today, the cities of Elizabethtown and Mount Joy have come to an agreement on the relocation of Mount Joy Mini.
Will now be known as Elizabethtown Erica.
Mark is the mayor of Wirtz Market.
Breaking news, Elizabethtown bankrupt as mayor puts in $4 billion bid to relocate Wirtz Market.
See, he's Ben Wyatt, except it's not Ice Town, it's Wirtz Market.
All right, boys, anything else on Sami Zayn, his comments about the booking of WWE, anything else, period, to bring up?
No.
Nothing.
Look at us. We can get out of here 5 minutes early.
Look at this.
Y'all get 5 minutes of your life back.
We're going to give you 5 minutes back into your day, guys.
There you go. You're welcome, Devin.
Choose well.
You're welcome. All right. You can follow us. Again, check out Matt. What is the show you're at again this weekend down at the Monster?
Bell to Bell presents Ding Dong in Paulsboro, New Jersey at the Monster Factory Arena.
All right, very good. We also, again, have Three Legacies at Millersville on Saturdays. Check that out. Tickets for the Red Rose Rumble, Three Legacies Red Rose Rumble, coming up in August. Those go on sale tomorrow. PWE, the Reloaded tickets for Sunday, July 14th, those go on sale tomorrow.
Good thing we get paid tomorrow, Jim.
There we go. Payday. That money's going to go quick. It's going to go quick. Thanks, Byron. Another Markism. Otherwise, make sure you're following us on all of our social media at Three Count Thursday, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube and all podcast platforms. Rate and review where you can. Also, head over to tpublic.com and get your 3CT merchandise. Again, 25% off everything in the store right now. So make sure you do check that out. We'll be back Tuesday for the podcast. We'll be back here live next Thursday. Previewing Double or Nothing, and who knows what else we'll get into next Thursday night. Until then, stay safe, stay smart, and as always, go for the pin.